Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In recent years, when gold and silver prices have been hit hard, it is almost always followed by horrible news for the U.S. government, economy, or dollar. With the extreme blatant suppression of gold and silver prices since late February, I have been waiting for this terrible news development. The meeting in New Delhi, India today, between representatives from Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, may start a process resulting in a major drop of the value of the U.S. dollar. If so, that would spur a huge increase in demand for gold and silver as protection against the further decline of the dollar. These five nations have already agreed to extend credit among each other using their own currencies rather than the U.S. dollar. On March 17, the Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications, called SWIFT, cut off Iran. SWIFT handles almost all international banking transactions. By disconnecting access to SWIFT, the U.S. and other nations are taking an unprecedented step to intensify financial sanctions against Iran. This action is so extreme it could be considered as a provocation for war by Iran. India purchases a lot of Iranian oil. It is exploring the use of gold or currencies other than the dollar to pay Iran. In response, the U.S. government has threatened to cut off India from the SWIFT system. Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa are becoming increasingly wary of bullying by the U.S. I think that the result of today's meeting will be the establishment of another global banking clearinghouse competitor to SWIFT. This competitor will likely use a different currency, probably the Chinese renminbi yuan, instead of the U.S. dollar. Just the announcement of such a development would knock down the value of the dollar. However, the news would likely get even worse. The Chinese have been aggressive using their huge currency reserves to establish relationships across Africa. Should a competitor to SWIFT emerge, I expect it will become the most used banking transaction clearinghouse for the African continent. This would further clobber the U.S. dollar's value. Even if today's meeting does not result in a competitor to SWIFT, these five nations have previously made it clear that they plan to sharply reduce the use of U.S. dollars in international transactions. Whatever success they achieve toward that goal will have the effect of scaring foreign holders of U.S. dollars and dollar-denominated assets. There are approximately $12 trillion of liquid U.S. dollar-denominated assets outside of the U.S. today. If even a small fraction of these are quickly repatriated, it would wreak economic havoc in America. Compared to that prospect, gold and silver at today's prices look mighty attractive. That's it for this time. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.